Governor Walker and GOP lawmakers count on a lot of votes and campaign donations from suburban Milwaukee residents. But school leaders in some of those communities claim the proposed voucher expansion to 500, then 1,000 students statewide, as recommended by the legislature's budget committee, could trigger a local property tax increase, especially if the voucher enrollment cap is later lifted. Whitefish Bay School Board member Cheryl Moranto says money for vouchers comes out of a state fund, and an expansion would take money away from the public schools.
As a result, we will either have to raise property taxes in order to maintain the programs and opportunities that we provide our students, or slash those programs and opportunities.
Voucher school lobbyist Jim Bender attended a Glendale news conference held by public school leaders and afterwards claimed a voucher expansion would not affect property taxes.
The new funding mechanism for the expansion doesn't include a property tax component, whereas the program in Milwaukee and Racine currently have about a 38% property tax component to the voucher. The new system is funded exclusively by GPR.
But Menominee Falls Superintendent Pat Greco listened to Bender and showed him a document that says district residents have had taxes go up to support voucher programs in Milwaukee and Racine.
It's irresponsible to make a statement that it does not impact our taxpayers and our children.
Very irresponsible.
The suburban leaders called on local residents to contact lawmakers before the Assembly and Senate vote on the state budget. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Glendale.